Colton, we're here. And we're praying for you. And the scriptures that you've chosen, you know, for your ordination, the Gospel of John is quite profound. And it says, as the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love. This celebration is about God's love. And it's about God's love for us and our response to God. Of course, Colton's response to God during this Eucharist and this ordination. And each of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus. And some years ago, your baptism happened. And in that moment, you became a son of God sacramentally. And in that way, your relationship with Jesus Christ really began to be formed. And you were signed with his love. And each and every one of us are signed with his love, too, as we have been baptized in Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to each of us in the gospel as we continue it, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. It's really a powerful statement, to love God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. In many ways, that's what makes us a holy priesthood together. And that's for all of us. But it's also what calls some of us to be priests, to be in a special way connected to the bishop, connected to the deacons, connected to the people of God, in such a way that we are in service of the people of God. We become, in a real way, as Jesus was for us, the teacher, the priest, and the shepherd. And so that's the grace we pray for you, Colton, that you may become a wonderful teacher, a very special priest, and a powerful shepherd. In many ways, Christ calls us to a special life in the order of the priesthood, the presbyterate. He calls each of us, brothers, in a special way, to be good teachers, to be good priests, to be good shepherds, to give the kind of example that says we are in a holy temple together, and that holy temple is formed in our hearts first, in your heart first, Colton. And being configured then in Christ as our high priest, he calls us to be his priests. He calls us to preach the gospel, to be shepherds of God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice, the Eucharist. It is a very special moment for each of us, but also as the people of God. And Colton, when you hold the Lord in your hands and you say the prayers of consecration, that moment is forever special. It is a moment in which God's love is poured forth to us, but also to the people of God. We become truly the body of Christ. And that gift is really a gift given to each of us, priests, and the people of God, as we share in the Eucharist together. In the ordination ceremony, the Word of God comes to us and speaks to us and says, believe what you read, teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. Those words have always touched my heart at every ordination. And it's really a wonderful statement to us as a people of God, all of us, but as the priests of God, to let those words really enter into our hearts, especially. And as we are filled with those words and the love of Christ in us, we enter into what God would call a holy life. That holiness truly be at the center of who we are, that holiness be at the center of who you are. we enter the gospel again, and as we are called into holiness, we hear Jesus say to us, I have told you this so that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. And it's the joy of heaven that he wishes to give to each of us, especially to you today as you receive ordination, holy orders, priesthood. As you celebrate the Eucharist, it is a moment in which you enter into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It is the passion of Christ. It is the resurrection of Christ. All of us enter into that love of Christ. And that enables us to follow his commandment, which he said to us, love one another. Your priesthood is about love. Our priesthood is about love. Our priesthood as baptized Christians is about love and letting the love of Christ really enter our lives. So as you hear confessions, you will find in the sacrament of penance, reconciliation, a moment that is so humbling, it'll bring you to your knees. And you will hear confessions of saints and sinners. And that moment is so special. And because in that moment, you are alter Christus. We are alter Christus together. To bring healing and peace and forgiveness to those that are with us in that sacrament. And as you celebrate the sacrament of the sick, the anointing with holy oils, and perhaps viaticum for the person, those are moments in which you will find that you touch heaven. And you bring heaven to the person that is ill or the person who is about to meet God. As you pray the liturgy of the hours, it will be a moment for you to share in the body of Christ worldwide and to let those words of the gospel and the words that you pray in the liturgy truly be words for the people of God and words for the whole world. We remember in a special way that we are taken from men. We are appointed by Christ to be his priests, and it's a call to really be in constant joy and genuine love. Now, the fathers can speak to you about this in a very special way, and that is that as you serve the people of God, especially as a shepherd, you will learn much, especially at the front door of the rectory or the front door of the church. Because folks will teach you. Now they're loving you, but they will teach you. And each of those moments are really meant to form us in Christ and to form us in the Holy Spirit. You will have moments when you will wonder, why did he choose me? And just trust that he chose you. And in that moment, you live the gospel. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go forth and bear much fruit. I look forward to the fruit that you will bring to the church. And pray for you in a special way that you will be a good shepherd. And we pray for these men here that they will be good shepherds in Christ. Jesus calls us to truly love and love one another. In this sacrament of holy orders, that love will be poured forth to you. Receive it with an open heart, an open mind, and be filled with his Holy Spirit.